Could Byron Brown actually win the Heisman? Welcome in, welcome in. Happy Monday to everyone that is watching or listening. Welcome in. This is the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as I said at the top of the show, could Byron Brown actually win the Heisman Trophy? Well, there is a list put out on social media this weekend. I'm not sure, I guess by SEC country. And Byron Brown is second on that list. This is via CBS Sports, SEC country, along with Bear Bachmeyer. You have Byron Brown under him, then Kevin Jennings from SMU, Keelan Russell from Alabama. No shocker there. He's very electric player, very similar play style. Lenore Sellers, that's not a shocker either. I think if he was in a different system, I think he would be at the top of the list. And then Malachi Toney. Graham, what are your thoughts?
I think it could be a little bit of a stretch. Mm-hmm. Again, I think there's just so many questions that still need to be answered about him. Just, you know, one, seeing him consistently play at this level in the SEC is a massive part of that. And really just seeing, like, if everything, like, all of his – I don't know. I think the biggest thing really is just if see how he can compete in the SEC. I was thinking to myself when we talked about, you know, talking about this today, If you would have put Byron in, you know, the situation last year, right, and say he was at Auburn, and then he did put up the numbers that he did last year, right, and I have those numbers pulled up. Mm-hmm. We've talked about before on the show, it's 3,158 passing yards, 28 passing touchdowns, 7 interceptions, and then 1,008 rushing yards with 14 touchdowns. If he had put those numbers up at any school, you know, Power 4 school last year, he's in the talk. He's in the running. He's in –
right.
He's looking at, you know, possibly being the Heisman. So if Byron can replicate that type of stuff at Auburn, I very well think that he could be, you know, a possible dark horse. But that's just where that question comes in is can he? Obviously, I think the talent that he's playing against is going to be better here in the SEC. Now, who's to say that he can't get better, you know, but mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day, it really comes down to if he can compete well in the SEC, if he can put up those types of numbers again. This year at Auburn, then absolutely, I think he's the dark horse. I think he very well could win the Heisman if he did that. And I think if he was put up those types of numbers this next year, I think Auburn has a chance to be a really, really good football team.
No, yeah, I agree 100%. And, you know, I hate to sound like a broken record, but he's got his receivers there that he knows the tendencies of. And if he does have to, you know, instead of using his legs one play, he has to uncork it. He's got the guys there that knows, you know, exactly – you know, what he does to, you know, get them in position to be successful. And I think that's going to replicate. And, you know, we're going to see that this year. I think we're going to see the result of that. And, you know, why not? If, you know, if he is actually a dark horse contender, why not have that, you know, in your corner? And that's a way to be successful, especially in the SEC. Because at the end of the day, chemistry matters. And this is one of those situations where it really helps him. Like, it is a major positive in his corner for sure. So I'm curious to see how this will play out. I do some of the names on that list, like the Lenore Sellers one to me. Kevin Jennings is not bad either, but like you have Keelan Russell who, I mean, he's obviously he's the one on the, if you're listening, you can't really see the graphic that was made, but he's like the main player on the graphic that they're showing and he's obviously running the ball. So there's a lot of, you know, commonality between Keelan Russell and Byron Brown, same play styles. The Iron Bowl this year, I think is going to be very, run heavy. If I just had to, I mean, obviously, you know, the season hasn't started yet, so I don't know anything about Alabama and what they're going to do. But based off what I've know, just from friends that, you know, cover them like we do with Auburn, like it's going to be kind of a run heavy offense potentially. So, you know, we'll never know. And, you know, until the season starts, but he's not a bad pocket passer either. Neither is Byron Brown. Whenever, you know, everyone, you know, keeps bringing up the spring game and the hitch, and I'm tired of hearing about the hitch. The hitch threw for 3,000 yards last year. I'm tired of hearing about the hitch. You know, if you got the hitch, then I don't know what to tell you. If that's still in your mind, you need to get over it and then move on. I don't know. But, yeah, I just think that him being on the list is not only a good thing. I think it helps, you know, add fuel to the fire a little bit of like, he, like, I don't know if this list is in any particular order, but he's obviously second on the list. You know, if, you know, if I'm Byron Brown, I'm thinking I'm at the top. If I'm a dark horse contender, cause he has that ability to be the best quarterback on this list. If he would, if he chooses to be and really puts in the work. So I, you know, this is another one of those things that, you know, he's out to prove people, I guess, right in this case. Most people, you know, like there's been a lot of lists that have come out from On3, 24/7, and, you know, other college football sources that, you know, have him, you know, is not one of the best QBs in the SEC. And that mainly has to do with him not playing in the SEC. No shocker. You know what I mean? So I don't think he's taking it too much to heart, but at the same time, you got to have a little something to, you know, put a little fire under you to, you know, put your best foot forward. And I think this is a step in the right direction. I really do. So,
yeah, I'm interested. This list, I just kind of want to talk about a little more. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that they include, and I do think Kevin Jennings and Lenore Sellers are good players. They just are coming off not their best years this mm-hmm. last year. Like Bayer Bachmeyer from BYU had a really good year. I think it was a true freshman last year. Had a very good year as a true mm-hmm. freshman. So that makes sense. Malachi Toney had an amazing year at Miami. So another mm-hmm. one that makes sense. Tim Russell's coming in as a freshman. Do I see him being a Heisman? No. It's just really hard to win the Heisman as a freshman. We've only seen it happen. I know, I mean, I can think of one off the top of my head. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. I know Johnny Manziel did it, but other than that, I can't think of one.
Wasn't Devontae Smith a freshman too, or am I tripping?
I don't think so, because he was a freshman in the Georgia-Alabama Tua look-away right. game.
Yeah,
and he didn't win the Heisman that year. So
okay, that's true.
He won a little later. But I think if those guys did have good years, then absolutely. But it's interesting to see, like you're basing that off of, like, hey, are these guys going to have good years? Like Kevin Jennings last year threw for 3,641 yards, tied for eighth in the most, but only ran for 54, which I was baffled by seeing that. He only ran for 54 yards on 70 carries for 4 touchdowns. I thought. And I don't watch a ton of SMU football, but I thought he was more agile than that. I mean, the year before that, he did have like just under 400 yards rushing, and he had 30 more carries. But still, I think that was interesting. And then let me check out Lenore Sellers really, really quick.
Keelon Russell, while you're doing that, Keelon Russell reminds me a lot of Nick Marshall with that play style, yeah. like the way he runs. To me, it's kind of like that, you know, kind of very, very calm spirit where it's like the play's developing. Okay, everyone's going right. I'm going to go left. See you guys later, yeah. you know, yeah. and same with Lenore Sellers. I think if he's in a different system, I think he is definitely, I think the, you know, you could argue the top contender. And I think, and, you know, obviously he had a really, you know, it wasn't a terrible year, but it wasn't a great year. Let's just, you know, call it like it is. But, you know, people were comparing him to Cam at one point, you know, like the size and the, you know, the body type and the build and all that stuff. And, you know, it kind of got proven wrong whenever he was struggling with South Carolina. But again, I think it's just because he's at South Carolina. No shade at South Carolina, but I think that system does not fit his style of play, if that makes sense. I think you put him in a system like Auburn's or, like an Ole Miss or something like that, potentially LSU, like that style of play caters more to his type of, you know, like their offense caters more to his play style, if that's what I'm trying to say. But yeah, what'd you find on Lenore?
Yeah, so Lenore's last year had 2,437 yards passing, putting 67th in the country. Only 13 touchdowns, which, I mean, I'm looking at it, I'm like, golly, I thought it was better. But he had 149 carries for 270 yards. So, like, again, and Lenore Sellers had a very, you know, not exciting year last year when he was expected to. I mean, mm-hmm. everyone thought coming in like, oh yeah, Lenore's about to be the guy next year. Like, he was really good the year before as a redshirt freshman. He's about to be so good. And then kind of fell off. So we'll see if these guys can, like Kevin Jennings and Lenore Sellers, can make a bounce back. But I just find it interesting that they put them on the list, because I think there's still so many questions about them. I think Byron has questions too, but he does have stats from his previous years that makes sense of him. Like, all right, cool. If he can replicate this, then absolutely. I mean, he had, I mean, over 3,000 yards passing, just like Kevin Jennings, and more than Lenore Sellers. Then he also had 1,000 yards rushing on top of that, and neither mm-hmm. one of those guys were even close to that. So, interesting list. I think Byron makes sense on that list, but that's just my two cents.
Yeah, and obviously, like, this isn't like the end-all, be-all list for the Heisman. I was listening to Jocks this morning, like the Mackey Cube in the morning on Jocks. And they're talking about, I think, or this is just like a quote from who was filling in on the show. They said that Trinidad Chambliss is probably the front runner right now just for returning players, just because he was so electric last year for Ole Miss. It might be different now that there's different play callers there, potentially. Who knows? But in my eyes, I would agree with that, just because, you know, it's SEC and, you know, but we'll see how it plays out. It's very interesting. And the fact that Byram is even being considered for this is really cool. And, you know, we'll take what we can get, because my God, we need the wins anywhere we can find them right now. So
the official ESPN way too early 2026 Heisman Trophy race consists of Jeremiah Smith. That makes sense. Julian Sayin, another one that I think makes sense. He's pretty good. Dante Moore, or at quarterback at Oregon, makes sense.
Yep.
Gunnar Stockton, quarterback Georgia, makes sense. And like one on the list, Malachi Toney, Arch Manning, that's one. Brandon Sorsby, take that name off. Darian Mensah, quarterback from Miami, makes sense. Trinidad, of course, makes sense. Mont Hardy, interesting. I doubt it because of the situation that he's in right now.
Yeah.
Marcel Reed, I doubt. I like Marcel Reed. I think he's good, but I don't think he's at, I don't think he's at the elite level that you need to be the Heisman.
Yeah, he could be. He's one of those guys that could be, but you know, last year he played great in games that, you know, you should win, and then games where the lights were on at their brightest, and he didn't show up. So, maybe he switched this year.
Yeah, they have the Cal quarterback, which is interesting. It's got an interesting name, yeah. Keewon Lacy makes sense. Mm-hmm. Jaden Maiava, USC quarterback. They have Bo Jackson, the running back for Ohio State, that Auburn was actually really high on and did, I think, want him last recruiting cycle. He was a true freshman and was only the fifth true freshman in Ohio State history to produce 1,000 yards a season, which is cool. And so, Auburn missed on that guy, but. And then Drew Mestemaker, quarterback Oklahoma State, previous North Texas. DJ Carr, quarterback Notre Dame, is also really good. And then Damon Williams, Jr., quarterback of Washington. So there's your early list. A lot of those make sense.
That's pretty good. But you know what else makes sense? Buying a shirt from AUShirts.com. That's what makes sense. Get all your gear from all your favorite shows at The Barn at AUShirts.com. You see some of the options on your screen, like the Barn Hard shirt, the FE Iron shirt, if you know for that one. The Boog shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Boog hat. We add new styles weekly. We are still trying to get the Social Hour shirt approved. I promise you it's coming. I promise you it will be there soon. But again, if you buy a shirt from AUShirts.com, whether it be a shirt, a hat, a hoodie, whatever it is, mug, you name it, be sure to tag me, Graham, or The Barn, or all the above, and let us know that you are sporting your gear from AUShirts.com, whether it be at home or on game day. Let us know that you are supporting AUShirts.com. Tag us, and we love to shout you out on the show. I'm not kidding when I say that. I hope around football season we get some people submitting, because we will shout you out on the show. Be sure to, you know, to, we have our Twitter handles below our names on the screen if you're watching. Definitely check that out. And again, AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at The Barn.
Let's go to Byram.com and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn fan and you have your own business, then Byram.com is a great way to get your business plugged in so that Auburn fans all over the country can support you whenever and wherever they can. It's a massive index full of businesses that are run and owned by Auburn fans. And so it's a great way if you are just a consumer as well to go check out and see if there's any services that you need that you can find on the index that are run and owned by Auburn fans. So it's a great way to support the family. Great way to get connected with each other. Like I said, if you're going to the Atlanta game with Baylor versus Auburn, then it's a great place to go check and see if there's anything in the area that you can go support while you're there. So go to buyauburn.com today to check out the index or to sign up.
Yes, please do that. Again, it grows every single day, and it's not just one, it's not just two, it's not just three, not just four, not just five. It is handfuls of businesses being added every single day to a massively growing index. So if you know anyone with Auburn ties that has a local business, tell them about buyauburn.com. Graham, moving on to the back end of the show. It's not really Auburn related, but we like talking hoops on here. I like talking hoops as much as, you know, anyone does. But big, and I know it's NBA, so I'm sure people are like, oh my God. But we potentially have history in the NBA. There are reports, and it was, you know, done by some independent, you know, like, you know, the I call them the Twitter NBA analyst, and, you know, they were saying like, oh, this could happen. Well, then it was confirmed by Shams on ESPN. We got a Shamber alert about it, and Yahoo Sports reported on it. But potentially, the Golden State Warriors could bring in LeBron James and Anthony Davis due to Draymond Green declining his player option basically to stay with the team, but to free up cap space to be able to sign LeBron James and Anthony Davis to help basically not really help, but more so get Steph and LeBron one more ring on their way out, which I think would be really cool. I think that would be insane to watch. There is no way you cannot convince me otherwise that they will not have 82 nationally televised games. They will be on TV every night. It will be like the Showtime Lakers on steroids.
Seeing LeBron James and Steph Curry, two like of my like, obviously like in yours too, childhood heroes. I mean, like the guys that we grew up with, that, you know, like our parents always talk about. Well, they had MJ. They had like Steph and LeBron are our two guys. And so if we got to see them pair up for a year and try to get one more with the Warriors, I think that would be unbelievable. And I think a lot of America would honestly like it. I think if LeBron was like, hey, this is my last year, I'm doing this for 1 year, and then he's retiring, I don't think anybody would be upset about it. Like, yeah, you know what, LeBron, like, try to do it one more time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's gone from the league, and we thank him for everything that he did. But I think, like, that would be so fun.
Yeah, because here's my thing. Like, he owns a residence in Los Angeles. He owned a residence in Los Angeles when he was with the Heat. He still owned one when he was with the Cavs. Okay, so this is nothing different. You're literally going a hop, skip, and a jump over to Golden State over in San Francisco. So you still own your house. You just take a plane to wherever you're at, and you're there. So it would take a lot. They'd probably lose a lot of their bench. But I think the key thing in this, from what I've seen, is they're still going to be able to keep Yaxel Lindenberg, you know, the guy from UAB who Auburn tried to get, ended up going to Michigan.
Which ultimately had the best decision for him. He won the national championship.
So. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And, you know, we weren't able to, you know, ante up, you know, and we, you know, it is what it is. And I would love to see him in Auburn uniform, but, you know, it ended up working out for him. Like Graham said, he won a natty. But I think it would be really cool to see him on this team, because could you imagine growing up watching, like we were in high school, you know, junior high for you, if I had to guess, watching Steph and LeBron go at it in the finals? It felt like, you know, we got the trilogy, and then we ended up getting, I think, ultimately four parts of them going head-to-head in the NBA Finals with the Warriors and the Cavaliers. And it was really cool to watch. That was like our Magic Bird, like almost like Michael and the Pistons type of thing. That's what we got. And it was really cool to see that. But the fact that they could be teaming up in the NBA, because we've seen in the Olympics, they have great chemistry in the Olympics when they play on the court together. It's just there. It just meshes well, and it would be really cool. And the reason I think this will happen is because the NBA's ratings have, you know what I mean, like for the past couple of years. And I'm a fan of parity. I like to see different teams win it every year. But for a league like the NBA, dynasties are fun to watch happen, and also fun to watch fall apart. And that's what I thought we were going to get in OKC. I'm going to be completely honest. I thought they were going to win the NBA championship for the next 3 years. And who knows? They might win it next year too. But if
you see the same thing in the NFL too. I mean, you see the Patriots win all these times. I was like, oh, this is awesome. Then all of a sudden they're like, all right, no, I want somebody else to win. Someone else wins. And the Chiefs come along with Patrick Mahomes. They start winning a lot. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, yeah. They're finally like, someone else is winning other than the Patriots every year. And they start winning, so I'm like, all right, no. And then finally they get, you know, taken down. And so, yeah, it happens in every sport. People love to watch dynasties grow, and they love to watch them fall. Like NBA, the Golden State Warriors had a dynasty grow. People love to see it. They also love to see that fall. And so it's the same for every sport.
But me personally, just as a sports fan and me being a Steph guy, I would like to see this happen. I would like to see Steph get one more. I wouldn't mind seeing LeBron get one more. And the fact that they would be able to do it together in the same team would be really special as a basketball fan, if not a sports fan in general. So, but yeah, other than that, If you like what you're listening to and what you're watching, please follow and subscribe to The Barn wherever you listen or watch your podcast. Be sure to hit the like button notifications so you don't miss anything from us, and check out all the other great podcasts on this channel, including the one you're listening to now. We also have the Top Button Podcast. We have Village Vice. We have the Basketball Show. We have the Baseball Show. And we have Landing on the Plains with Aaron Wooten. Really great episode last week that he put out. So go check that out as well. But yeah, other than that,
I don't know if we have the Baseball Show right now. I think we might be.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean. Just
during the offseason, I don't know if we're doing it as much or anything, but yeah. When we do have baseball.
I'm just saying options. We have options. Plug and play, if you will. But with that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McClain. We hope you have a great rest of your Monday. And as always, War Damn. We'll see you next time.